The first deputy chairman of the recently formed opposition Alliance for the Re-Liberation of Somalia, Zakaria Mahmoud Abdi, spoke to VOA from an undisclosed location near the Somali capital. Abdi says the numerous convoys of Ethiopian military vehicles and heavily armed troops seen moving into Mogadishu since Saturday have boosted the morale of the rebels, who launched a new offensive against Ethiopian troops in Mogadishu late last month.
It shows that the Ethiopians are desperate. It means that they cannot manage the situation.
The regime in Addis Ababa, they think that the Somalis will be subdued by their military machine. I assure you that it will never happen.
We have freedom fighters who are fighting against the occupation of Ethiopians. They are the ones who will be compelled to retreat and withdraw.
Week-long gun battles and artillery duels, at times matching the intensity of the fighting that destroyed parts of the city in March and April of this year, have killed and wounded scores of people and have sent as many as 90,000 residents fleeing to safety. Many have reportedly joined hundreds of thousands of other residents who fled earlier battles in squalid camps on the outskirts of the capital. Abdi says he regrets the civilian casualties and suffering, but he blames Somalia's historical enemy, Ethiopia, for the violence that began in February, shortly after the Ethiopian military defeated Somalia's ruling Islamic Courts Union and installed the country's internationally recognized but unpopular transitional federal government in its place. Some Ethiopian troops have been accused of committing serious crimes and mistreating Somalis, further fueling the insurgency. Abdi declined to say whether the Alliance for the Re-Liberation of Somalia, made up of exiled Islamist leaders, former interim parliament, and Somali diaspora members, is involved in coordinating insurgent activities in Mogadishu, or how many fighters the group controls. But he says that Alliance fighters are ordinary citizens and not radical members of the Shabab, which has carried out many of the numerous suicide attacks, roadside bombings, and assassinations of government officials. Shabab fighters, led by men trained by Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, are fighting not only to throw Ethiopians out of Somalia, but to return the country to strict Islamic rule. The spokesman for Ethiopia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Wahid Balay, would not comment on Ethiopian troop reinforcements in Mogadishu, but he denied that Somali insurgent groups have popular support.
Of course, during their terrorist act, attacking here and there, hiding here and there, that is true, but that doesn't show they are getting stronger and stronger. We are getting reports that people is working very closely with the TFG forces and, of course, our security forces to secure its environment and everything. So we will hope that very near future we will be able with the TFG security forces to wipe out those insurgents hiding in some parts of Mogadishu.
Ethiopia has said that it wants to pull its troops out of Somalia, but will only do so when a full contingent of peacekeepers from the African Union can replace them. Only 1,600 soldiers from Uganda are in Somalia so far, leaving a shortfall of 6,400 troops. Alicia Ruvioy News, Nairobi.